Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One of the favorite things I get to do being a radio host here on WICC, welcome back to the show, is speak to the stars of tomorrow. And we have two stars of tomorrow who are stars today, Staples Player stars Josie Pitaro and Beckwith Phipp, who are starring in James and the Giant Peach, with performances that begin, what is today? Today's March 20th already? So tomorrow night is opening night. Hello, how are you? Hi,
hi
guys.
How are you?
Hi. Yeah. So Josie and Beckwith, but I'm going to call you Beck. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So, Beck, let me begin with you. Are you the James of James and the Giant Peach?
Yes, I am the James.
How exciting. And you are, I understand, a freshman. Is that right?
Yes.
Speak right into the microphone. We want to hear you loudly. So, have you, I mean, is this the first time you auditioned for a show?
No. This is the first high school show, but I have done shows since elementary school.
Since elementary school. Where did you do other shows? Like in school and middle school and stuff?
Yes.
And are you a Westporter for your entire growing up so far?
No, I actually moved recently from Singapore.
From Singapore? What were your parents doing there?
My dad has a company and he started an Asian branch there.
And did you move like from Westport to Singapore back to Westport, or is this your first time in Westport?
This is my second time. So, what you just mentioned.
So back and forth.
Yes.
What? And how long did you spend in Singapore?
9 years.
So almost your whole life.
Yes.
What language do they speak there?
English is the national language.
And so that was okay. So your English stayed. What has it been like to come back to Westport after 9 years in Singapore, Beck?
It's a bit of a culture shock, but it's very nice to be back and, you know, recognize all the places that I remember from when I was very young.
What's one or two of the biggest differences culturally?
It's a bit of an odd one, but here there are more stores, whereas because Singapore is an island, it's mostly very large shopping centers.
So the physical landscape looks different to you.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the peer interaction? Is it the same to be a 14-year-old here as it might have been in Singapore?
It's relatively the same. I think I've been very lucky in that one of my best friends forever also moved 6 months after me. So he now lives in Westport as well.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. So what made you decide that you could go out for James and the Giant Peach? What about this? What about musical theater is something that you love to do?
I love performing and I love sharing stories and messages. And James and the Giant Peach is one of my favorite books ever. When I was very, very young, my grandmother gave me a copy. And I just love the message of the story. So I decided it'd be wonderful if I could share it with everyone.
And what is the message, do you think?
The message is that it's really a found family, and that James, although he's had a very rough childhood, is able to find his home and choose his people.
And So, Josie Pitaro, you play what in James and the Giant Peach?
I play the ladybug.
Ladybug. And have you been acting with Staples Players for a while?
Yeah, I've been doing it since my freshman year.
What other shows were you in?
I was in Guys and Dolls. We did Descendants. We did Twelfth Night. And we did The Prom this past fall.
So. Oh, I've seen two of the four. I missed The Prom, which I wanted to see, but I wasn't able to get to. I saw Twelfth Night, which I adored, by the way. Mm-hmm. Were you prominently featured in Twelfth Night? Would I recognize you on the stage?
I was one of the Illyrian Dozen, which was like part of the ensemble. So I was double cast, but I had I was just like one of the 12 like kind of narrators, which was really fun.
It was really fun, and Guys and Dolls was a great one.
Yeah.
I saw that with both casts many times. I think I saw it four times. And Josie Pitaro, you are a senior?
I am.
You're a senior. That's marvelous. So it's March already, and do you know where you're going next year?
Yeah, I'm going to Notre Dame.
Congratulations to you. Are you going to continue studying musical theater?
I am. So I'm going to minor, I think, in English, and I think I want to major in musical theater and film.
So you've heard Beck say what he thinks the message of James and the Giant Peach is. What does this particular play musical mean to you?
I think for me...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think it's more about kind of the friendship that James has with all of these people and all of these insects that he finds along his way, and how it's kind of imperfect, and he learns about their way of life, and he adopts it, and he welcomes it. And like he said, it's about that found family, like being able to kind of choose the way that you want to live and change things. And he makes a huge change in kind of rejecting the way that his life looked and accepting something that was so scary but was so new.
So it was written by Pasek and Paul. And so for those of you who don't know, Justin Paul and Ben Pasek went on to do Dear Evan Hansen, which was their enormous blockbuster success. But then they also went on to do, what's the one with Hugh Jackman? The Greatest Story
Ever
Told?
The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman by, no, you know, by P.T. Barnum, but not really, of Bridgeport. And they just had an enormous, tremendous amount of success. This was this one of the first scores that they wrote? Do you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Beck knows a little bit more.
Tell me.
So they came recently for about 4 hours.
Did they?
Well, Justin Paul. Ben Pasek was not able to.
Okay.
But Justin came and he talked to us and he workshopped a few of the songs.
How thrilling.
It was very interesting. He talked about his story, which is incredibly inspiring, and his career. And James and the Giant Peach was one of his first feature-length shows.
Mm-hmm. And what did you learn from the workshop? What were some of the insights?
We worked on some of the songs, like I mentioned, and then with his story, it was just really inspiring.
What do you mean by worked on some of the songs? Like, give me an example.
So we performed a few of the songs for him, and then he got up on stage brought a keyboard on stage and just played the songs. It was really, really cool to see.
And then in his interpretation, did you change as a performer a little bit? Were you trying to... Yeah, go ahead.
I think that, at least for us, so I'm the ladybug, I'm one of the insects, so we have this song, it's called Have You Even Begun to Wonder, and it's kind of us welcoming James into the bug world and really inviting him in, and we're explaining his, like, the differences, kind of, and all of the things that make us really special and unique. And he helped us really formulate kind of our sound to the vibe of the song, if that makes sense. So, like, saying things with a certain flair that we didn't have before. So we performed it with the dance and everything, and then he had us, like, separate it, and we did it with the piano, and he slowed it down and really broke it apart and said, okay, well, this is the message of this part, and this is how we should be conveying it here. And then it switches, because then you start talking about this, and this is different, you know. So, that was really interesting. It was also just cool, I think, to be around someone, and someone who's so down to earth and friendly, but also, I mean, he went to Staples. He was in Staples Players, so.
I remember.
Yeah.
Not only do I remember, but he had a local band, and my next door neighbor, Valerie, was turning 50, and he was in the band in the back. He was the one that played at the 50th birthday party, and that's her big claim to fame. You know, when I was 50, Justin Paul played in my backyard. I mean, he was a regular kid. He was a great kid, but we knew even then that he was an extraordinarily talented kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's like you had a master class.
It was so cool.
That's what it was. You had a real master class. There's nothing like that, right?
It truly was seeing a master at work.
Yeah.
He didn't even need the score. He remembered every one of the songs.
He's amazing. And he's the nicest guy ever.
Genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thrilling for you. So the performances begin tomorrow night. Congratulations. I'm looking at this. Is this right that they're only through this weekend?
Yes.
So how come not 2 weekends?
I'm actually not sure why. I think that it had something to do with our amazing music program at our school went to Hawaii. So I think it was something with that scheduling.
Okay. But so you can see it tomorrow night at 7, Friday night at 7, Saturday at 3 and 7, and Sunday 1 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of performances crunched in. And the stagecraft, I understand, must be unbelievable, right?
Yes.
You got this peach somehow, right? You have this incredible thing on your stage, right? Yeah. I mean, a lot of the heroes of the great Staples Players productions are the people that build these unbelievable sets.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. Well, Josie Pataro, Beckwith, Beck Phipp, congratulations. Thanks for coming in the studio. Knock 'em dead, break a leg, all those good things. James and the Giant Peach, you can get the tickets where?
At staplesplayers.com.
Staplesplayers.com it is. Thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to be right back with part two of some fabulous high schoolers as we get to know the people who won. They tied with Trumbull, but they're in the studio from Staples as well in Westport talking about We the People and that extraordinary competition. Stay tuned for more of the Lisa Wexler Show here on WICC. We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@LisaWexler.com.